Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we take a trot through Sangam literary work Natrine poem 21 written by Marudan Ilanaganar. In our explorations so far through ancient Tamil land, this is our first encounter with the lush, rain-soaked Mullai or the forest regions. This poem is also unique in that we have a scene for the first time involving two men, a man and his charioteer. Virepari varundiya veengu selal ilayar, arechiri kachai yaappu alithu asai vendumamar nadayar menmela varuha, teenda vaimul teendi naam selarku yemadi valavat tere udugan, உருக்குறு நருணை பால் விதிர்த்தன்ன அரிக்குரல் மிடற்ற அம் நுண் பல்பொறி காமறு தகைய காண வாரணம் பெயல் நீர் போகிய வியல் நெடும் புறவில் புலரா ஈர்மணல் மளிரக் கெண்டி நாள் இறை கவர மாட்டித்தன் பேடை நோக்கிய பெருந்தகு நிலையே. The first word of the poem sets the pace for in virai, meaning to hurry, there's a sense of rushing on, moving fast. This far, I was thinking that varanam means an elephant, but in this poem, it means a forest bird. I smiled thinking how a trumpeting elephant and a tweeting bird have met in the same word. That's the curious journey of a language and its words meaning many different things at different times and in different places. In eer manal or wet sand, there was the freshness of rain-soaked mud filling the air with the delicious smells of what is called in Tamil man vasanai or the poetic petrika. Rushing on the wings of explanatory texts, the situation turns out that the man had moved away from his lady in order to complete a task. He finishes this task and when he is about to start homeward, he turns to his charioteer and says, "O charioteer, let the young helpers traveling with us who are fatigued by this long journey relax the tightness of their waistbands and walk slowly at their own pace. But use that unused thorn-stitched whip on the horse and hurry. Behold that scene. There, that forest fowl with many little spots on its feathers like the bubbles that form when cold milk is sprinkled on hot melting butter, with a hoarse sound from its throat, inspects the wet earth of the rain-drenched forest bed and finding in it a wriggling worm, its food for the day, it pecks it, holds tight in its beak and rushes to share it with its mate. Behold that noble scene, be inspired and hurry to unite me with my lady." One leaf we must not take from this poem is to hurry and get a speeding ticket. For unlike this man who roamed the forests of 2000 years ago, it's a real jungle out here today and you shouldn't be falling prey to a cop's wrath. So, let's slow down and see a little further. When understanding this poem, I found that there was a divided opinion among experts about whether the simile connecting the milk sprinkled on melting butter refers to the sound made by the bird or the spots on its body. I tried searching for wildfowl sounds and somehow felt that the bird's sound could not be the sizzling sound that comes from cold milk on hot butter, if at all such a sound arises. Then when I looked at the pictures of some wild fowl, the comparison made perfect sense. For bulging out of the skin of these birds, there were white droplets and I decided that it's more a simile for sight rather than sound. This poem shows the exquisite way in which the scene blends into the substance of the poem. A bird pecking for its food and rushing to share it with its mate kindles in this man the desire to rush homeward to his lady. Notice how he says that the whip has been unused. From this we infer that this far, even when going towards his task, he rushed not. But once that's done with, he earns to be with his loved one. The way the man discovers his cue from the scene in the natural world reminds me of that magical feeling we have when we discover something unexpectedly. Serendipity. When you're not even looking for something, you find it and then you realize that it's something that you've always wanted. Now, time for some reflection. Can you think of an unrelated sight or scene in the outer world that solved an inner problem? Keep your eyes peeled, for it may be something yet to come. Thank you for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me through ancient lands and minds. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app and do drop in on nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.